Alrighty, and I'll just label the recording, and the recording is for the literature open house on April the 18th, 2026. And Tamara, you're going to start with introductions. We've just done our readings. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, I'm Tamara. I am co-chair of the Literature Assessment Project with Sue, and we are working with Chris and Alaska in the dev and literature evaluation. I'm the board chair as well, and I'm just here to hope that everybody wants more information about literature and how we can keep building it big.
Thank you, Tamara. I'll go next. I am Sue V, grateful and hopeful adult child from Toronto, Canada. Been in the program 16 years now. Changed my life. Currently in World Services, I'm a trustee, but I'm the co-chair of Literature Assessment Project for the Literature Committee. And I am just stepping down from chair of the Publishing Committee. I have a new chair coming in at the 2026 ABC by the name of Ripka. And she and I have been working together for the last year, getting her ready. And my passion is Tradition 5, carrying the ACA message around the world, in all countries, all languages. And so I'm here to help out with the Literature Committee and as I've been doing with translations and publishing. So I am just thrilled to see everyone. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks. And perhaps Chris, you want to introduce yourself, and then Patricia, and then we can move on. And anyone can go first. Just put your hand up so we know you want to talk.
Okay, I'll go. My name is Chris. I live in Indianapolis. I've been in the program 4 years. I'm the current chair of the Literature and Development, and another one of the co-chairs of the Lit Literature Assessment Project. That team currently serves as the literature chair, and we're definitely always in need of volunteers, because in the last year we've done a sort of a groundbreaking redefinition of what literature and development is supposed to do. But anyway, yeah, I'll pass, and I'm here to answer questions and help in any way.
Thank you so much, Chris, for your service and everything you're doing. Maybe we'll go to Raymond next, who's on our Literature Assessment Project team. Raymond, do you want to introduce yourself?
Oh, sure. I'm Raymond. I'm an adult child. I've been active in ACA now for over 5 years. Some of you have received emails from me. I am the Raymond S. that has been sending out the email traffic. I am a member of the Lit Evaluation team. I got involved in WSO as a reader for new literature, and I want a volunteer doing what's asked of me. Thanks.
Thank you, Raymond, for stepping into service. Really appreciate it. Patricia, do you want to go next? Oops, you're muted.
Hi, my name is Patricia, and I am the current chair of the literature of the sorry. The current chair of the Loving Parent Guidebook Daily Reader team that is putting together a team of mostly editors, project manager, and whatever to accumulate. I'm sorry, I'm a little distracted because my husband, who's out of town, happened to call just at the moment you called my name, and I apologize for my stumbling over my words. I actually accidentally answered the phone, and then I could hear him go, "What? What?" So I guess I'll have to call him back. Anyway, I've left recently. Before that, I was on literature evaluation for a while, and that's usually my first thing I say when I introduce myself, so that comes out wrong sometimes. But I'm no longer on literature evaluation. I'm grateful that Raymond and others have picked up the torch, and I'm glad to be here. Looking for volunteers as well. Thanks.
Thanks, Patricia. All righty, and who, just raise your hand, probably so we're not talking across each other, and just introduce yourself. William.
My name's William. I'm a Grateful Fellow Traveler, and I'm a member of ABC, H&I, and publishing committees presently. Thanks.
Thanks, William. And Jill.
Hi, I'm Jill. I am a grateful adult child. Served this last year on the AWC planning team. I've also helped review some literature when there were calls for volunteers, and got my start in ACA during the pandemic, and really supported by the New Hope meeting. And so I kind of learned about the literature by because we were using literature that hadn't yet been approved and stuff, which was, I don't know, probably piqued my interest in all of this.
Thank you, Jill. Laura.
Yeah, my name's Laura. I live in California. I've been in this program 13 years. I was a reader. I worked with Bonnie on the Loving Parent Guidebook, and I a huge fan of that book. And I'm let's see, I'm a intergroup rep and have I'm an events planning committee for Greater East Bay for Chewbacca in the East Bay. That's here I am. So I'm in. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. And thank you for being a reader on the Loving Parent Guidebook. Much appreciated. Yeah, Victoria.
Hi, I'm Victoria. I'm from North Texas, and I've been in the program 18 months, and I'm a writer and editor by trade, so I'm here to help.
Thank you. Thank you, Victoria. And good to see you again. Who else would like to go next and introduce yourself? And if there's a question or something you'd like us to be paying attention to in this open house, Kathy.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Kathy H. here, currently living in Northwest Arkansas. I was on the Greater East Bay Intergroup as one of the founding members, served there as treasurer for 4 years before moving to Arkansas. Here in Arkansas, we are at the beginnings of putting an intergroup together, so I'm really excited about that. My passion is bringing people together. Planning and organizing is a big strength for me. I do enjoy service at the local level as well as the intergroup level, and have tried for several years to join the literature group, but work kept getting in the way. I have been a faithful member. I just celebrated 40 years, started in 1986 in Virginia, and really looking forward to joining this group and being of service.
Wow, congratulations on the 40 years. And
Thank
thank
you.
you. And thank you for staying with us. We need your support. John, you're next.
Yeah, hi. I'm John. Thank you all for being here. Thanks for all your service. I've been around for a bit in ACA, and I actually in the in-person days when I was doing that more regularly, I knew Bonnie from the meetings we put together. Went to some of her early, she used some of our meetings to try out the workbook. But one concern I had about the workbook that I'd like to bring up is, and I'd like to be, I have edited in the past, but as a job, but I don't know about commitment, and I get nervous about commitment and overwhelm and all that stuff. But one thing that I think I sent in, I don't know if I made the time slot for it, the review pro, when a piece of literature is still in review after it's released, but the metaphor of the driver's seat, the loving parent in the driver's seat really bothered me because I grew up with a drunk driver. And so I really have a hard time with that metaphor. I try to change it to something like the one who's in control maybe, or the mentor or something. But the driving metaphor really bothered me. So I tried to put that my two cents in about that when it was appropriate, but I might have missed the deadline on that. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. And thank you for sharing. And John, welcome. Tony.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tony P. from Downers Grove, Illinois. I've been in ACA for 36 years. I have 16 years ago, we started to create Ready, Set, Go. And along the years, we've tested it, edited it, presented. We're still presenting it, but we need more people on our RSG team to serve and do it online by phone. We have all the work is done and just need to be able to read. And my biggest question is, when is Ready, Set, Go going to be public? Thank you for listening.
Thanks, Tony. And we'll address that as well in this time. And thank you for your service. And if you are looking for volunteers for the RSG, you could put your email address in the chat so that people can contact you. And I just even heard last night at my meeting group about Ready, Set, Go again. One of the newcomers was talking about it. So thank you. Margaret.
Hi, everyone. I also got sick in the beginning of January for 3 weeks. Well, for a week, and I'm sick again. So it's a little, anyway, I am from, I live in Pennsylvania. I have been in ACA for 13 years. Tony recruited me to jump on board, and I presented Ready, Set, Go in the East Coast live before COVID hit, and we went on to Zoom. I also have been on board trying to help her with editing. Time limit, we know all that, right, Sue? So we don't have to go through all that again. But my question, too, is like Tony's, when will it finally get published? I do announce it with the local groups, and they are wondering the same. I do a lot of service locally. I just now joined the Pennsylvania Intergroup as the co-chair. And I also have dabbled with putting some of the approved material, ACA approved material in different ways to help people. They want it. I finished it in, I think it was 2022. I have also filled out forms. I've signed releases. I hear the first time and then I hear nothing ever. So I have like four projects that are just sitting. And
thanks,
that was my, I thank all of y'all for your service. I realize this is all a lot of volunteer work, but anyway, I'm curious. Tony invited me. Thanks.
Thanks, Margaret. And you can follow up with me again and with the publishing chair. We were still waiting to hear from you to fill out the copyright reprint request. So talk to me offline about it. Last I knew with Rivka that we were waiting to hear from you. So let's talk about it offline. Saskia, do you want to go next?
Hi, everyone. I'm Saskia from South Africa. I'm glad so far that I'm the only one speaking without an accent. I was involved in proofreading something for ACA. I don't know, I've been around for 2 years. In ACA, I can't remember what book it was for or what happened to it, but they wanted people from different countries and different backgrounds and things to proofread one of the ACA books. So yes, I'm just here to listen and see if this is where I can give service. Thanks.
Wonderful. Thank you, Saskia, and welcome. Okay, we'll finish up with the next couple because we want to move on soon. But if you do want to speak,
Get your hand up in the next minute. Jim.
Hi, Jim here, and I've been in World Service for 10 years, but this is really like my first steps into the world of literature, although I've had chats with Chris, but mostly about like volunteer opportunities or challenges, that sort of thing. So I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. And Bethia. Bethy.
Hello, I'm Bethy. I've been in ACA for about a year. I have a degree in English literature, and it's not doing me much good, so I thought maybe volunteering will help me use it. I love writing. I do my own writing. I'm working on my personal memoir because I believe everybody has a story to tell. I've written a couple of novels, but I've not published them. But I am a freelance editor, and I help people get their books ready for Kindle self-publishing. And I help them with layout and editing from children's books to adult fantasy. And I also help with dissertations to make sure their bibliographies and citations are correct. And that's the hard part of being a freelance editor, but I've done a couple of those as well. And I'm really, really want a program for ACA, so I hope something will come up and that I can help, and maybe it'll be this program, and maybe another. I filled out a form for something else, but I love seeing all your faces, and I'm happy to be here.
Thanks, Bethy. And you'll be very interested in hearing about some of the projects, particularly the new editing subcommittee that we're starting up. So if you're interested in those things, we'll get you to put in chat your email and we'll contact you. If you haven't been applied for the volunteer interest, Raymond's got a list of folks. But let's finish with Kim, and then I'm going to turn it back to Tamara.
Thank you so much. My name is Kim. I apologize for being late here. Video on really quickly and then video off because of bandwidth. I am in Oyarifa, Ghana, and I was asked to participate so that the literature could be inclusive, as in, if anything was written, how did it land in the setting of the experiences of those who are Black and from the diaspora? To make sure that not just the wording but the images were positive of people of color. And so yeah, here I am to bring that perspective. And thanks for wanting it.
And thank you, Kim. Wonderful. Let's start, Tamara, and I turn the program over to you, and just call upon me when needed. Thanks.
All right, well, we'll go into our presentation. Let's see. All right. Pictures in the way. So welcome. We like to have these town hall, sorry, I always say that, open houses, so that we can talk to you about how to join in literature. I hear a lot of you have really excellent literature background already. So right now is a crucial time, a positively crucial time where we're really expanding literature and getting the flows in order. So we're adapting and we're building to unite our cultures and our fellowship through recovery and connection. Right, we want to, so all of our literature is by adult children for adult children, and we wanted to update you on the progress that we're making at the moment and that we hope to make in the future. And as we're, I'm sorry, I missed this part. As we're talking, also think about other people you might know who might be interested as well. So, because I believe that there's a lot of people out there who just aren't knowing there's opportunity. In fact, I mentioned it at my recovery meeting one time, and there was somebody who said, "Yeah, I would love that," and I never expected it. So, at the moment, Sue and I are co-chairs of the Literature Assessment Project Team. We were asked by the board in 2024 to step into a void where there was no literature chair. So to temporarily manage that or just review everything that was going on. So right now we're, our goal, provide increased support for authors, for books in development, and literature evaluation, while also advancing policies, procedures, and technologies. Because what we found was there were some gaps, right, in the flow. Also, technology has just branched out so much, and there's so much more available to help us these days. So it's really a big job to kind of detail and document all of that. Also, not just writers, but flowchart writers, and we'll have a list at the end that we'll go over, but there's a lot of stuff that really doesn't even require you to love writing or like writing at all. Right now, the team, the project team, is comprised of two board trustees, me and Sue, and two literature subcommittee chairs, Chris in Alaska, who I think we may hear from later, and key coordinators like Raymond has been really helping us with the volunteer list. We're right now in the progress of reviewing priorities, all the processes, all the resources, building the workflows, and creating a robust catalog of stylistic standards and guidelines. We have, here are the subcommittees. We'll just go over what their scope is. So the literature and development, they onboard project teams as they begin working with newly evolved literature and development subcommittee. So none of this writing is done alone. None of the evaluating is done alone. The literature and development was expanded specifically to walk beside project teams and writer teams so that nobody feels, I don't know what to do, right? And we're always in sync. Literature evaluation, evaluate literature projects coming in and kind of continue with the evaluation as the process goes to publishing. Ensuring alignment with ACA criteria and promoting diverse participation and representation. And Sue, I'm going to turn it over to you. We have the newly created editing team, so I'll let you speak to that.
So we decided, we talked and listened and to all of the different processes and how things were being done. And one of the things that came out is that we did not have a team of editors to help in the literature and development before it would even go to literature and evaluation. And that would really help them because there was a lot of corrections, spelling errors and grammar and typos and things. And so we decided together that it would be really helpful if we could get a group of editors and we could have a subcommittee, almost like managing the different projects as they come up. So it's very new. We've had a couple of meetings. We're trying to get it going. It's not up and running yet. We're looking for a team coordinator to try and help us with that. We foresee that we might have a list of volunteers that do professional copy editing that could actually work on specific projects through this. So it'll be a support for literature and development. It'll be a support for literature and evaluation. So we've talked to a couple of folks here, and we'll talk more as we go through the details. So I'll go over with Comline. You want to say anything about Comline? Because I think that's wonderful for anybody who likes to write, or even if you don't want to write and you just want to share your experience, strength, and hope. Comline is back. So there's a web there's a website for that, and they're accepting articles. So please check that out. Back to you, Tamara.
Thank you. And right now, if Chris, I don't mean to throw Chris in the headlights, but if Chris wants to speak to literature and development, give us a little update here. There you are. You're still on mute, Chris.
Yeah, it takes a little longer when you're on the phone, I think.
Hold on, sorry.
There he is.
And a phone. I've got headphones and I had a phone in another room. Okay, literature and development. It doesn't look good with the window behind. Where are we? We have lots going on. We've got RSG. We have the BRB revision team. We have LPGDR. We have ACA Essentials. I am definitely in need of volunteers for, just even basic functions of ACA, just basic functions of a subcommittee. You don't have to be a writer and editor. I am not by training. I'm a chemist, so I'm, not really, not even. Definitely, we need folks, that can help improve the process, in any way, shape, or form. And I know there are definitely deadlines. People worry about literature getting published. I did a dissertation. It is not an easy process, and we have to have a process in place to make it as good as it can be. So I'll just pass with that. But I greatly appreciate everybody being here today.
Thank you so much. And you can see here, the interesting thing that I've found being a part of this is that every book that we're writing has emotion attached. So it's been done at the direction of the conference. If anybody wants to see that list, we have a link here and I can paste it into the chat. We'll move to literature evaluation.
Okay, and I think Alaska, ha there must be something happening. She's not here. She's the chair of literature in evaluation. I can start and do a few things here. And Patricia, I know that you're no longer part of literature and evaluation, but if you want to bring in some updates or correct me if I don't have something right, let me know. So right now we have different stages. It's important to know with the literature policy. That in 2020, the policy changed. And they decided at that point, and it's before my time, they decided that they wanted to do a fellowship review of all the books that are going out and being published. And then once it had worldwide input from fellowship review, to come back and do any particular updates that everybody was suggesting. On it, and then to bring that book to the annual business conference and have it conference approved. We've had conference approved literature all along, but this is a new policy as of 2020. So, post fellowship review, the first book that went into this new policy was Loving Parent Guidebook. It was issued in 2021 for 3 years, as per the motion by the delegates in 2017. And so it takes a number of years to write these books. We're looking at how we can help improve the timelines on this, but it does take time, and it's been in fellowship review since 2021. And currently, there's a project team looking at the process because we've never done it before. So there's a process being looked at on how to do this. We presented at the January 31st conference business meeting this year. About what was going on with that. And you'll hear more about that. Fellowship review currently that's in worldwide fellowship review is Connections and New Hope. And so Connections was done through an ABC motion, and New Hope was done through the literature committee. And they worked with, I believe it was a Florida meeting group or an intergroup. And they brought it forward, and we brought it through the literature process for the fellowship, and it's currently in fellowship review on its way to conference approval. And then we have pre-fellowship review, early reader review. Those are those books in development right now. And one is Ready, Set, Go. You heard some questions about that, and it's been around for quite some time. And a lot of things were going on to try and get that book developed and then edited and so forth. And I know there's a question, so we're going to stop at the end of this slide, and maybe Tamara can provide us with an update on that. The other one is boundaries. There was a motion put forward For boundaries. It's an early reader review in the sense that that's part of the literature and evaluation process. They have early reader review providing comments, and together the literature and evaluation team and the early reader team's feedback is summarized and it's brought back to the authors. And we're in that process right now where they're going to look at all the feedback and they're going to look at further updates and edits to the book before it goes for fellowship review. And there's a link there for literature feedback, and that feedback is to provide feedback on the literature that's been published out there. And Tamara can put that in the chat so that everyone has access to that. But I want to stop for a second. First, we did have a question about the Ready, Set, Go, so I would like us to answer that. And I would ask, are there any questions about the books right now in literature and evaluation? And then we want to move on, or literature in development that Chris just did. And we'll take any questions at this point, and then we'll move on to the next. Well, actually, maybe we'll take questions every, we'll do Ready, Set, Go question and answer, and then we'll do the editing, and then we'll stop and take questions on all these different subcommittees and projects. Tamara, are you able to provide an update where we are with the Ready, Set, Go?
Yes. And in fact, when I first became involved with literature, the first thing I worked on was Ready, Set, Go. So it has been a long journey. I'm grateful to Tony and Margaret for all the work they've done and their team. We just met with them for the final time to look over some potential edits. We are now ready to present it to the board. So getting board approval is one step in the process. And I don't see any problem with getting board approval. And then it will go to publishing. And then Sue will take it over.
Yeah, and then we'll talk about the publishing steps. There's one thing about having text, and anybody who's in the book industry knows this. It's one thing to have text and some graphics. It's another thing to put it into a technical document where it can be put into an ebook and put into the printers for printing. So we have a whole process, Tony, with you and your team to help work through it. Not any content changes. It's all technical or professional consultant will be working with you, and we'll explain those details to you when we get there. All righty. So, any comments on that on the Ready, Set, Go before I move over to the next editing, and then we'll open it up for general comments.
I just want to ask, when is that going to happen? 3 months from now, or when will it go to the board?
Oh, to the board.
Huh?
I don't know for certain. I would say next month or so. I mean, we do have ABC coming up, so it takes
Oh,
a
yeah,
little minute
no,
to get
anything
things
after. Yeah, no, I
on the
don't
hopper bit.
expect anything to be handled before the ABC. Totally
Yeah, so in the
agree.
next couple months for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
What happens, Tony, and for everyone else, is that when things go to the board, there's like hundreds of things that are going to the board. So it will go to the board and will be prioritized. And our executive assistant will look at the process of what do we need to do. In this case, it's a book going into fellowship review, so it requires a board motion before it can be sent to publishing. So we'll move that as quickly as we can.
Okay, one other thing. I do appreciate the just for beginners category when I register, along with New Hope. And I do tell people at RSG in between our sessions, they can go to New Hope. And it's, listed for beginners. It's not the same, but it's a different perspective. And we each own a place to support beginners.
Thank you. And thank you, Tony and Margaret, for everything that you've been doing. So, if we're good, let's move to the next slide.
Saskia has her hand raised.
Oh, didn't see that. Go ahead.
Thanks. I just wanted to find out what is Ready, Set, Go. Is it a daily reader? Is it a step book? Or what kind of literature is it?
Yeah, so Tony, just very shortly, it's an abbreviated step workbook, is it not? Ready, set, go.
You're
How would
muted,
you
Tony.
define that?
It's an introduction for
Short, it's a short 12 step, is it not? It's introduction.
it's an introduction for newcomers or experienced members to introduce you to ACA, the ACA 12 steps, and the inner child in a 6-week time frame, each meeting being 2 hours long. I'll put all the information in the chat and you could look over it in your spare time. Is that okay to do, Sue?
Yeah,
Okay.
it's okay. And Saskia,
Okay.
we because I was the global members chair years ago, and we did a series of Ready, Set, Go. We did two versions of it. One was an introductory launch, which would be over a weekend, and then many of the groups then took that over and did that over the 6 to 8 week program. So there
Yeah.
is past experience out there, and Tony will share her materials. Thank you, Tony. Okay.
Thank
Okay,
you.
I'll have it in the chat for you.
Yeah, wonderful.
All right. Next
Thank
slide.
you.
So I talked briefly about the editing subcommittee, and if you are interested in participating in the editing subcommittee, I know Victoria has said so, and I'm hearing a few others have some experience. And Raymond's been emailing some of our folks that have this kind of background. So we would like to set up a meeting where people can all come and we can start working. This is a ground floor. We can decide how are we going to do this, what's the best way to do this. We need people with experience and expertise in this area. Then we'll look at specific projects that you can be helpful for. So it'll be for, as we said, books in development before and after lit eval, post fellowship review, and final lit eval review. And down the road, it'll be a while, but down the road, books previously published for copy editing, typos, wrong information, all of the existing material. We've never had this function, so we know that we have a number of typos and different problems in all the books. So we hope to be able to get that process up and running, but it's all dependent on volunteers. So sometimes it takes a long time because we just don't have the resources, but we're doing it as fast and as best as we can. So Chris has got his hand up and he might have some more explanations to that. And Patricia, I know this is one of your passions, so if you want to speak for a couple of minutes on this too. And Chris, go ahead.
Okay, yes, there's a couple things I wanted to mention, particularly since I don't think Alaska's here.
Yeah.
But I did want to mention that ACA does have a racial trauma service group, which is sort of attached to literature. I'm going to put the link to their thing there. I can't speak for them, but this is definitely something that it's an area that we want to work on. And not just racial trauma, but there's other, sorry, sometimes I get like stage fright. There's other groups that we want to be inclusive of that current ACA literature does not like cover or whatever, just to like have experiences and shares from people and whatnot. The other thing is, yeah, I don't know if you're interested in the Lit Dev teams. I stuck the email in the chat there. Lit Dev, the reader teams, or if you're interested in just the Lit Dev committee itself, I'd be happy to like email you like what we need, what I'm looking for right now, what's my biggest, biggest thing right now. So that's all I have for the moment.
Wonderful, Chris. And Patricia, did you want to add anything for Lit Eval or for this new editing team that we're putting together?
Well, I'm sorry, I disappeared from the meeting. My computer decided to shut itself down. I'm back. But what I wanted to, I'm not really involved in the editing committee, the editorial team, but I know that it's a high priority for the literature committee to do. And I'm sad that I don't think we have a contact person for it now, other than for something like this, or maybe Raymond has a, I think Raymond has a list of people, right, Raymond, that are interested in it. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you do have a list. Great. So yeah, because when Bethy and I talked about this, I couldn't really give her a specific, time of a meeting or anything. So I was very concerned. But the editorial team, the idea is that it can work with literature in development and even in at the stages of literature evaluation, helping the writer teams to organize and clarify and get their book materials into shape so that they will be ready for literature evaluation before they go to publication. So this is kind of a new idea that I noticed when we were in literature evaluation, that a lot of people didn't have that kind of support. And the reader teams that would be looking at and doing evaluations on the writings would be distracted by all the typos or disorganization or things like that. And that got to be rather frustrating. And this sort of came up as a possibility, and we're talking about actually putting it into reality, which I'm hoping that it will get into real implementation here in the next, I'm hoping before the ABC, but that's my dream. And if anybody has any questions about specifics, I'll be happy to answer what one of the visions is, but that's just my vision. The people who are actually on the team will be the one putting together how it works. Thanks.
Thank you. And this is a great example of a great idea, but we need volunteers to help coordinate, not just be on the team, but to help coordinate, schedule meetings, start developing how we're going to do this, and we will help support that. And how fast it goes depends on how fast we can get the volunteers. Margaret, do you have a comment or a question?
Question for Patricia. She's looking for volunteers. What is the Loving Parent Guidebook Daily Reader Team do?
Oh, that's the specific project that's we're putting together that a group of we already have a small team of people. We have like three people now, and we are looking for people who are interested in working on that team. Now, it's a fairly labor-intensive team. We meet every week, and we're looking for editors. We are looking for another project manager person right now. And what those people will be doing is taking the submissions, the written daily meditations from the fellowship, and editing them and making sure they're formatted so that they fit together in a book of 366 daily meditations, which is going to be a rather long-term project. It'll probably be going on for a year. I'm going to say a couple of years. It's just my guess. And sooner if we can get the software together to actually start allowing people to submit. If you're interested in writing for it, please go ahead and email the email that I put in the chat and say that. If you're interested in writing, you don't have to be on the team. You just have to stand by for the time that we are able to get the software finished up so that people can submit their written submissions. Sorry, I keep using the word submissions, but basically, we're trying to put together a way to submit online the writers' documents from the ACA membership who want to contribute to the Loving Parent Guidebook Daily Reader. Did that make sense?
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, and Laura?
So this is for Patricia. Could you just give some clarification? I'm a little bit confused about what the team is doing. I don't, can you re-clarify that? Like what a person actually would do on that
Are you
team?
talking about on the Daily Reader team? Or are you
Yes.
talking about the editorial team? Okay, sorry.
I'm talking about the Loving Parent Guidebook Daily Reader.
Right. Okay. The people who are on the team will be asking for the fellowship to write individual meditations like the ones in Strengthening My Recovery. Those were submitted by a whole lot of different people across the fellowship, right? But they did have to be edited, put together, and organized into a book. And that is what this team is doing. This team will be accepting, evaluating, editing, and putting together the daily meditations that individual members of ACA, like Sue said, we're ACA written, ACA, for ACAs, so that they will fit into the book and we can publish that at some point in the hopefully not too distant future.
Yeah.
Did that make more sense?
Can I
So it's
interject?
receiving, is it, so it's receiving the people from the fellowship that are submitting you're calling it meditations, and then
Yeah.
the review committee is reading those, editing those.
Yes. Yeah. That is correct. We will
Yeah.
be editing them. They all have to, if you've read the Strengthening My Recovery book, you'll notice that they're all formatted in a very specific way. They start with a
Yeah.
quote, they describe a situation, and then they have like a little daily intention at the end. This is going to be the same, except it will be the reparenting daily reader.
Yeah.
So it will start, so people in the fellowship, you, everybody in this room is welcome to write a meditation or
Yeah.
more than one, as many as you like. As soon as we are, but we have to be ready to receive them. We need some software assistance. Like we're trying to set up a way for people to go online, find the link, and read the instructions on how the format works, how to choose your topic and how to lay it out and how to put it in a document, which you would then submit to
So
the the daily
yeah.
reader team. And then the daily reader team would be looking at that, making sure that it's consistent with ACA's literature, making sure that, that the quote is quoted correctly and from the right page, editing it. And if there's some reorganizing or whatever needed, they would be doing that. And hopefully they would be putting together maybe an index, things like that for the end of the book so that people could find topics in the book. Like the Strengthening My Recovery has a little index, for
So this is
instance.
a brand new book, and we're actually getting into volunteer activities, which is going to be the next slide. Patricia, can you put your email, the email for LPGDR, in the chat so that if people have more questions for you, they are able to connect with you, and we'll continue to talk about volunteer opportunities. And this is a creation of a new book versus the editing subcommittee will be helping books that are in motion. And right now, because it's not up and running yet, and the LPG Daily Reader is starting up, and it's a brand new book, Patricia's got a separate project team working on all of this. But I, yeah, go
I'm
ahead.
sorry.
Yeah, if we
I
can
was
finish
just going to
that, and I want to go to Chris after Patricia. Go right ahead.
I just wanted to say that the email address is already in the chat, but it's lpgdr@acawso.org.
Okay.
That's it. So if you have other questions, just email us. Thanks.
Yeah, and thank you for all that you're doing, Patricia. That's wonderful work. Chris, do you have something about the editing subcommittee or anything that's been said here before we get into the volunteers?
No, you covered it. I'm good, thanks.
Okay. So back to you, Tamara. And the next slide, I think, is going into what we just started going into, which is wonderful, which is volunteers. Oh, we're doing publishing and translations. Okay. Well, let me do that first. And I guess the volunteers are after that. Just so we are aware as well. So everything gets published from World Services for the World Service Fellowship around the world. And so currently right now we have English seven English books and four booklets translated. Currently right now we have 35 books, three booklets in 16 languages. And there's a link on how to purchase those books.
And if Tamara, you could copy that link maybe, or someone else could. The free literature we have, which is trifolds and pamphlets, do you know that we have over 400 and I think over 22, 29 languages? It's not in there, but it was 29 languages when I last looked at it, which is phenomenal that every member around the world can get a hold of this and start a meeting. Which is wonderful. And publishing and development, we're on an average doing 20 to 26 projects in various stages. And so when something's been approved by the board to go ahead into publishing, then we have a whole different process, which I won't go into here. But we work with each author team to convert their beautiful text into a professional book. That will be later translated as well. And it will go in automatically. The policy is it goes into an ebook and a printed book at the same time for everyone around the world to have access. Next slide. And this has been since 2021. So that's roughly almost 5 years now. This is a new committee since the last 5 years, and we have added, we've asked for staff, and staff has been part of this huge movement, and we're able to get a lot done. Translations and development, we have over 90 licensed publications in 40 languages. And so all of the different translations teams, volunteers, we couldn't do this without them. They're all working on it. And we're in transition right now between manual transitions, which could take anywhere from 15 to 30 years, to a DeepL translation system where we've got it down to 2 years, maybe 3. And now we've introduced a new translation management system, which is a closed AI, but it's not a normal AI. It is given the glossary of ACA by ACA. So the adult children around the world are saying this is what it means to us in our language. And they have a glossary, and the translation is not good enough by itself, the first draft, but it's probably about 80% good enough. And then the other 20%, the changes are going to be done for cultural interpretations or changes. And right now we have 14 active teams in there. We've got total publications under coordination. The TMS, we're hoping, is going to provide such increased support for the translation folks around the world that it won't take 15 to 30 years to do these translations because they can't wait. What they need ACA in their language sooner rather than later. And we think that this is going to do it for them in the next, maybe it might take them a year at the most, maybe two, depending on the volunteers that they have. We have links for publishing and translations. I can do that later for Tamara if she's busy for you, but next slide.
I pasted
Okay,
it. Oh.
you paste it. Thanks. One of the biggest things in publishing, I talked about the glossary. We have a glossary. If you go to the translations webpage, we have defined together by adult children, for adult children, the definitions of all the English words we're using. We're defining what they mean. And because the translators are saying, what does this really mean? What is this context really? So that's been done now, and that glossary then gets translated into the specific language they'll be using for our English definitions. And that gets fed into the translation management system, which is going to be a tremendous support for the translation coordinating teams. It already is. We also have a special translator's note that's in our books to explain perhaps some of the cultural differences between North America and different countries and different languages. We also have had to work on a standards and stylistic guide in publishing and translations, and we're now doing a unified one with literature because we impact each other greatly. So, if you want to know more about that, I can put my email on there, publishingchair@acawso.org, and I'll put that in there. I'd be remiss not to bring up the International Literature Fund. Can you click on that link? I think it's active. This is another passion of mine. It's when groups around the world are financially it's financially and economically really hard to get literature, English and translated, and distribute it to their regional areas, Africa, Asia, think of that. It's South
Sorry,
America.
do you see it?
Yeah,
Is it
I
showing?
So right now we have the International Literature Fund, and this is something that the fellowship and the delegates said, yes, we want a special fund where our individuals and our groups can donate money, and they can put it in this fund, and it's reserved for this purpose to help out groups. And if you can see down below, there's an application. Complete this application form. The groups fill that out. It goes into the publishing chair, which they bring to the publishing committee. I've been looking for an International Literature Fund coordinator, and I believe someone is going to be applying for that right now. So I'm really happy about that. And I put the link in for publishing. We meet on the fourth Friday to discuss everything to do with publishing and translations. And that's where we'll also talk about International Literature Fund requests that we have. Once we have gone and looked at it and said, yes, we definitely would recommend this, it goes to the board and the board approves it. We have helped Egypt, we've helped South Africa, we've helped India, we have helped Finland, even the English-speaking groups in Finland. So there's a lot of folks that we've been helping. And I say we, that's the fellowship, that's the conference, and that's the WSO board and committees. And there's just some notes in there from the people that have received this grateful gift from India and South Africa and the Arabic Fellowship. So if you want to hear more about that, Tamara can put that link in. It's already in the chat. Next slide. And just a little thing that our general manager put together, 43% of the Earth's population will have access to ACA's literature in their own language within 2 years. So you can see we exponentially are growing at an incredible rate. I can tell you at the AWC, the Annual World Convention, we had 44 registrations in 94 countries. We are growing at a faster rate than we've ever seen before. Yeah. Next slide. So this is where the volunteer slide is. And so all of this is only possible with volunteers. And sometimes it takes too long, a long time. But it's all worthwhile. And we can do more when we have more. So I'm going to pass the volunteer piece over to Raymond to talk about. He's been helping us on the literature side. And Raymond, would you like to say a few words about this?
Thanks, Sue. I'm Raymond. I am an adult child. I don't know. I don't have anything prepared. I joined ACA WSO with the intent to, or my goal was to be involved with the Loving Parent Guidebook. It was such a personal what importance in my own recovery growth. And I arrived and I got asked to sit on a team on a different book, a reader team. And when that was over, I sent an email out to the person that had been contact with, and I, are we done? Because there was no like, oh, thanks for your service and bye. There was no contact. So anyways, they says, well, why don't you come to the Liddy Val meeting? And so the next thing I know, I've volunteered to what contact volunteers, and I've discovered that there is not an easy way to place people within the WSO who has skill sets, specific skill sets, and or people who are just like me. My what. English is my first language and only language, and I don't do that very well. And I'm a trained engineer. If you want me to design something, I'm really good at that. But writing a sentence that has all the proper structure in it, not me. But yet I'm here doing this because I'm what, doing service from love. My teenager can get very what agitated. His nickname for me is Mr. Efficient. When things are not done smoothly, with the least amount of effort. I can get very agitated. I slip into that overwhelmed zone. I'm learning to, stay in the challenge zone. And I hear on a regular basis, and as to you, the new people who are here, this is gentle. It's not a race. If you're expecting, you join a subcommittee and you do a task and you have your monthly meeting and you're going to present what you have, and you show up and geez, the people who you're going to present it to aren't showing up because they have a dental appointment or whatever. And my teenager, he's like, oh wow, that's but anyways, I'm learning a lot about myself. So service is good if you want to volunteer.
Keep going, Raymond. It's okay.
Let me mute him. So another thing is I back to we how do we get people who are interested in volunteering, how do we get them plugged into it? And there's a disconnect. That in itself is something that needs to be investigated. And my understanding, even at WSO at the systemic level, there's an issue. And I'm a firm believer of not reinventing the wheel every month to get somebody in here, but to capture some kind of a process. How do we bring this into people? So we need people to even develop that process right now, which has nothing to do with literature, but the overall support of WSO. Anyways, I'm done. Thanks, Sue.
Thanks, Raymond. And Raymond, wonderful share, really. And I echo doing service from the heart that you love and doing it with gentleness and balance is tremendous for recovery. It's like going to a step study or a laundry list study or a loving parent study. It's just beautiful. And WSO is growing. It's expanding, but it's not Amazon. It's not a corporation. We at one point had 100% volunteers. Now we have volunteers and we have some paid staff, but not enough. And so we're in it together. And we had a service academy at one point to look at how do we bring in our orientation and onboarding for volunteers, but the volunteers on that team weren't available, so that's paused. And now we have the literature. We're looking for volunteers. And I say to Raymond, thank goodness you're an engineer and you design things because we need to look at how can we bring in onboarding and help move people along so that they can be on the teams that they really want to be on. So we're looking for editors and proofreading. You've heard about that. If you're interested in that, Raymond has probably reached out to you, some of you, and we have that list. And we need to be able to set up a meeting that would work for everyone. I'm hearing that Tuesday evenings and possibly Saturday afternoons could work. So we're going to be sending out an email to the ones we have. But just to make sure we haven't lost you, please put your email in the chat for us and just let us know your area of interest if it's the editing piece. And if you don't want to put it in the general chat, you could give it to Raymond in the chat or myself, and we can take it from there. Writing, if you're interested in writing, Chris wants to hear about that. We're also looking for workflow. We're changing all of the different workflows we have inside literature because some of it didn't exist before, some of it is not serving us. Right now, we need to change it. So we're looking for people who are really experienced in putting some visuals together and workflows, and we'll help support you with that. Project coordinators and team leaders. Yeah, we can have a team, but if no one's going to be a coordinator or even the trusted team leader, who's going to do that? It just sits there. So we need help. Readers, Alaska, if she was here, she'd tell you she needs readers, early readers in her lit eval, and I put her email in there. Translators, if you know anyone who wants to translate, because gone are the days that translated books are only good in one country. We're all over the place in the world. So often one language is spoken in 20 different countries. 30 different countries, and so are the different translators. I get requests for translators from the US to do something in Europe, to do something in Russia, and vice versa. Some folks in Europe want to do some things in French, or they want to do some things in Spanish. So if you're interested in or know someone who wants to do the translations, check out the web page that I have there. Send me an email. My email's in there. We'll help connect you. If there's a team in existence, we'll help connect you with that team. And if the team isn't in existence, then we can look to see how can we start up a team with you. We're looking for administration support. There's a lot of documents that need to be updated and posted on the website, but we don't have an administration support to be able to do it. And there's only so many hours in the day. Volunteer coordinators. Raymond has taken up the helm right now to help us to do volunteers, but we really need someone specialized, if you will, do the volunteer coordinators, somebody who we could help create the onboarding they need to come into literature right now. And of course, graphic designers. Tamara, I think, posted the volunteer interest form that you can fill out. We are looking at it. Raymond's got a spreadsheet. We're looking at everybody's areas of interest and how we can get them. The one thing I would say to you, ACA principles, easy does it, gently does it. We're not practicing ACA if we're killing ourselves to get things done. So I know it sometimes takes longer for us to respond, longer for us to get you into a team. Please stay with us. Please be patient and help us, help the fellowship. Thank you. Is there anything more you want to say to that, Chris or Tamara?
No, I think you did. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Chris.
Or Raymond. This is Raymond. So if you have not filled out a volunteer what interest form, I just put two links in the chat. If you have not filled that out, that way it's in a spreadsheet and I can work with it easier. The top one is for literature evaluation, and the second one is just service overall in WSO. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Raymond. And Chris, were you wanting to say something? And then we're going to, I'm not sure where we are in the slides, but I think
I'm good now. Thank you.
Okay. And Tamara, did you want to say anything? And I'm not sure where we are in the slides, because I would like to open it up for questions and comments.
Yeah, I was just going to say thank you for everyone to be here. And I have noted those who put their information into the chat. So we'll save that and we'll put you on the list to make sure. And then.
Okay, so we'll just finish this up. BRB brought new life. And do you know we're only 20 years old? Some people think we're 50 years old. We're almost 50. But in literature, we're only 20 years old. We're celebrating the BRB 20 years. It was in 2006. We've talked about my inner child does not speak English, hence the real need for translations. And the Finnish BRB and the Danish BRB and Yellow Workbook, do you know, were published in 2012 and 2013, 6 years after the English book came out. So together, we're a 12-step world service serving our fellowship with accessible ACA recovery resources. And the next slide is one of my favorites. It's my teddy bear, and ACA unity and collaboration, the walk of trust together. And so, we are evolving. Everybody does the best they can in the years that they all have and the time they have. And then we keep doing more and different in the years ahead. So I look forward to all of the new changes and all of the wonderful things that we're going to receive in the next 20 years, the next 50 years of ACA. So questions, and I think I saw something from Kathy.
She had her hands earlier.
Yes, thank you, Sue. You are absolutely right. In the beginning, we had no literature at all. We were just using outside literature. And I'm just super passionate about the literature, because that's really where I grew up, was through the literature. Once it came, it was just amazing, the guidance, the love in it, the gentleness. And the guidance of becoming a mature adult. And so one question that I have, perhaps it's for you, Sue, or maybe Raymond, if I have already completed the volunteer application, would I need to resubmit again, or should I be receiving a response back from the initial submission?
Thank you, Kathy. And I know that's one of the things I was asking at our LAP meeting about our spreadsheet for volunteers. And Raymond's been phenomenal. I don't know if you can comment right now, Raymond, whether Kathy is on that list. But just in case, Kathy, put your email here and double check it. We're
Will
right
do.
now going through, and I've been just full disclosure, I've been very ill for the past 6 weeks, in and out of hospitals and so forth. So I'm a little behind in providing my support. I'm back up and running, and we're working with Raymond to get people. What I'd like to do is have a triage and then send the volunteers that have expressed an interest in specific functions and get them to either Alaska, Chris, or I guess it's myself until I can get a volunteer to help me with the editing. So we're really looking to move this along. And at the same time, I don't know if you're aware, but we have an annual business conference and it's coming up in a month's time. So this is the craziest, busiest time that we're going through. So please be patient with us. So Kathy, just give us your email just in case. And Raymond, can you say that Kathy's on the list right now? If not, we'll get back to her.
Well, I would have to look. I don't have it memorized. I think Kathy, you are. Your Kathy H looks familiar. Maybe not. Maybe there is a second Kathy H out there. Thanks.
Okay. All right. So we'll make sure. We'll make sure. And thank you, Kathy. And thank you as well, because it's really important to hear from people who've been here all those years ago, because I've only been here 16, but I have heard from people prior to the 2006, like yourself, saying it was life-changing. It was fellowship-changing, having adult children write literature for adult children. Not professionals, not other folks, but us as a fellowship writing our own books. And it's just been profound. And I want to say a personal thank you, because I came in 5 years after the BRB was published. And I can tell you it was ch life-changing for me. Okay, thank you. Tricia. And you're muted, Tricia.
We cannot hear you. You're unmuted, but
maybe you don't have your mic needs to change.
Hello.
Hello.
So you can hear me now, right?
We can hear you now.
Oh, sorry. After I signed back on, everything just got messed up. I was trying to figure out, Kathy, didn't you come to a previous meeting of a team like this when we talked about literature volunteers?
Yes, absolutely. Work kept getting in the way,
Got
and
it.
hoorah, I have finally retired. So
Yay.
now that brick wall obstacle, and I work for the largest retailer on the planet, so it was a very thick brick wall. It has now been demolished. So I have lots of time now. So super excited.
May I have your permission to email you about the editorial team?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
And make sure you CC us in on it, Patricia, as well.
And when you say us, who do you want?
Make sure that you send it to the literature committee, CC the literature committee,
Oh, just the literature committee.
and
Okay.
if you can CC me, Sue V, you know my Sue
Sure.
V and Tamara P,
Sure.
then we'll all be on the same wavelength. Because what's going to happen when we see all these volunteers, everyone's going to want to say, I don't want that person. So
No, no, no. This is very specific for editorial team. I think she talked about that before, and I had meant to had asked it. I'm not going to go into details, but I'll be happy to
no.
CC you and the literature committee and
Thank
Raymond.
you. Thank you. Because we're already working with three other people who've expressed an interest as well. And we want Kathy on top of it. So Victoria had to leave. She's been at the meetings, and there's others. So we want to make sure that we're all together. But please help us, Patricia.
Well,
Thank you,
okay.
Kathy.
I'd like to talk with you after if you can.
Yeah. Okay. Next, what other questions, comments are people having? And I'll just pause for a second because sometimes the brain has to catch, the heart has to catch up with the brain, right? Sue, I do have another question. It's in regards to the strengths that I have. As as Tamara progressed through the slides, there were several areas where I was like, oh, I'm going to be really good there based on the technology piece that I have in my portfolio, or maybe I should be a project manager, right? Just there's all the strengths that I have. Is there someone that can kind of help guide folks along that path? And I know that, Raymond's working on that based on how you completed the submission, the volunteer submission form. But is there someone to help guide? And then what are the priorities? Because I wouldn't want to, jump in and say that I'd like to do X whenever Y is a much higher priority.
Yes, thank you for that question. And I was going to suggest that we add you to the editing group team. And I need someone of your skills and anybody else who wants to co-do it or do it together. But I need people to help coordinate. We need to schedule a meeting. We can get you the support with the Zoom. We can give you the guidelines on how to work within WSO and in the literature. But we need people like yourself. That's a number one priority is the organizing part of it. And Patricia's clapping. She knows this. We need organizers and like you and like others. Others might have the same kind of skill sets. Don't want to exclude anyone here. There's not one job, there are many. And so if we can get you all in a room specifically, and for the editing team, we want to get everybody in a room who can coordinate this. We'll provide all the support, all the training you need. Don't worry about who's going to do that. We'll get it for you. But we just need a warm body to do that. And we also want to reassure you that we're not going to kill ourselves about this. Gently does it, okay? And we have to find balance with it because if we're not actioning our ACA principles, then why are we here, right? So
Absolutely. Thank you.
yeah, you're welcome. And I know what the corporate world's like, so I know you'd appreciate that too.
Yes.
All right, so stay tuned. It will not be too long before we'll be connecting everybody together there. Bepi.
Yes, I had to step away during the last part of your presentation. I am a caregiver for my mother who has Alzheimer's. I think I told Patricia this. She's the one who gave me the info to come today. Thank you. I'm really looking for a way to be involved. So, from the smallest task to the most tasks that you think I can do, I just don't want to be lost in the shuffle. So, I did fill out that form very extensively just a couple days ago. And I hope that my experience can help you guys. Just like, working through the program and my inner child, I just want to make sure I can help. And I'm sorry I missed probably the most important part for me, when you were talking about the volunteer part there at the end. But I have a lot to offer. So just hit me up when I put my information in the chat as well, just in
Yeah.
case the thing didn't come through yet.
Yeah.
So
No
thank
worries.
you all. Thank
Thank
you
you.
all. And
Thank you for
sorry for missing the last part.
No worries. We all have family commitments. Thank you so much. And we've copied your email and we've got you. You will be hearing from us shortly. And we'll figure this out. Jill.
So one thing I was thinking about was timing, because I do work. So As well as, like, what are the high needs? Just knowing when, established groups are already meeting. I don't know, Raymond, if that's something you have, but, like, I don't want to get my heart set on something that meets while I'm at work. That I just think that would be useful to.
So Raymond, do you want to answer that? Because Lit in the Val and Lit Development have regular monthly meetings. It's on their web pages. But do you want to add to that?
I can. The Lit Eval, the group that I belong to, the subcommittee that I belong to, we meet on Saturdays. Actually, this time we start at 1:30 in the afternoon, and I think we meet once a month, maybe twice a month. And then there's other subcommittees. And yeah, that's been my issue is, finding something that fits my busy schedule. And I'm retired, so. So, thanks.
You could be busy and retired. Perhaps Chris, I don't know if you're able to, or Tamara, to post the from because I think it's on their webpage when they meet.
So, Literature Development currently hasn't been meeting because we're going through some growing pains. So, that'd definitely be something. And I work as well. So, to do that again, it would have to be like on the weekends or in the evenings because. Yeah, I'm pretty busy, 8 to 5 most weeks.
And that's where we need some administration coordination for all of this. So if you Tamara, if you could just check the web pages and maybe post something there. And it was Jill. Jill, did you put your email in here? Because we'll make sure we send an email to you with the information.
Sure, yeah, I can put it in again. Raymond's got it.
Yeah, if you could do that, we'll make sure, and then we'll make sure we respond. So you know exactly when this recording and the presentation you've seen, good news, you haven't missed anything. We're going to post it on the literature webpage. Okay, just give us some time with IT. They're real busy. But we'll get it on the webpage for you. Margaret.
I had a few things. I also work. I think I joined you guys once while I was at work. So I wouldn't mind helping, but I also am like 8 to 5. And Saturday, my inner child goes to play. And I'm here, but I'm going to leave as soon as we're done. The other thing I was going to say, I've been involved with a few workshops, and when it's been announced that you guys need help, people are interested. I don't think the word is getting out. So, is there a solution, a flyer, an announce during announcements? Like, I know someone said once at a workshop, "Ooh, I want to be involved with a loving parent guidebook doing something." And I just don't know where it goes once they say that.
Because we've been advertising in the Traveler, we've got it on the website. Obviously, we need to do something different and more. And we've been putting
For
flyers,
locals.
flyers, but from the local, this is where I think our service structure can help us. But being able to send this stuff out to intergroups that could go into the meeting groups. But a lot of I don't know if you know this, but a lot of meeting groups don't even have an intergroup.
Oh, yes.
And so that can be a problem. But one of the things we haven't done, and maybe after the ABC we can talk about it with all of you, is maybe we need to send a special letter out. They get a lot of letters, so we have to wait until the ABC is done. But send a letter out to all the groups about literature and the need of literature and what we can do. So we can
Okay.
great ideas. And you yourselves are ambassadors. You're connected.
Okay.
Please feel free to share that, and that we put a flyer in on the event. I don't sure if it's on the event calendar. If it's not, we'll get it there. But you could download that flyer we used and send.
Okay.
What I used to do in Global when I had a flyer, I would then they use WhatsApp. I'd throw the flyer into WhatsApp and it would go around the world. And
Okay.
at one point, it was Bonnie when we were doing the LPG in the very beginning. She said, "Sue, can you stop doing that?" We're getting too many people calling. So I think we
Well,
need to get away.
I can send it. I can share the information with the intergroup, the PA intergroup that's trying to shift. and get people involved because people started quitting. So we're trying to shift that and get people involved with that so I can share it there. And maybe that'll go to some Maryland, Jersey, and Pennsylvania. So that might put a little bit of word out. And the other last thing I was going to say, I am a paralegal. I work with three attorneys. So my skills are obviously putting worksheets together, putting coordinating. That is where I do things.
Okay.
Again, unlike others, I'm super busy, but I no longer am doing my own group. I just make sure I attend the meetings for myself. So, and now getting involved with the inner group, but I'd be glad to help in
Yeah.
whatever looks like I can help in. And my inner child's leaving. It's
Thanks,
nice seeing you all.
Margaret. And just before you go, I just want, that's a really great point. It's not just physically being in meetings because a lot of stuff can be done online. So thank you for that. And thank your inner child for letting her let you come. Enjoy your Saturday.
Hi.
Thank you, little Margaret.
Yeah, thank you.
Bethy.
Sorry. I forgot to ask, is there I do my e-blasts for my inner group for another program. Is there, I heard you say something like a traveler. Is that like your monthly newsletter?
Yes. If you're
Is
not on,
there a way to, is there a way to sign, is it on the website to sign up for it?
yes, it is. And if Tamara
Okay.
can pull it off, she can put it in the chat for you. We have a traveler, and there's about 5,000 folks that 3 to 5,000 folks that get that traveler.
Oh wow. I could I didn't know if they needed a volunteer for that as well since I do that already for my inner group.
Oh, yeah.
I actually do the whole e-blast for my inner group.
So you could be helping
So
us with a literature thing. A lit if we wanted to do a literature blast. Sorry, Tam.
Sorry, I
So
missed
just
it.
to
You want
let
me
you
to put
know.
the traveler's link?
Yeah, to subscribe to the Traveler.
And then I'll keep Bethy's name for the
Yeah.
communications team.
Communications team,
Okay.
and also the literature communications as well, right? Yeah.
Yes, all.
That's
So,
great.
yeah, thank you. That's excellent. And
Thank you so much.
thank you for your service that you're doing already.
Thank you.
Patricia,
Thanks.
and I'm seeing we're just a little over time, but that's okay. Patricia, what would you like to say? And then we'll be finishing.
I just wanted to quickly say that, and the person who asked us already left, but a part of the issue about even when people would get to the sign up thing for the literature volunteer, they wouldn't necessarily get a concerted response. And I'm really grateful that Raymond is busy organizing this now because that is a big deal.
It is because it's the first, it's like the first face, the first communication they have within WSO. And
And I was just lucky. I mean, I had the same experience he did. Somebody contacted me for a reader team, and I'm like, "Well, what else can I do?" And they were like, "Oh, you can be on literature evaluation." I said, "Great!" And that's how I got on literature evaluation. So, I mean, it's just a t I mean, I'm not the only one that seems to be the way most of us get on there because we, for some reason, literature evaluation contacts people for the reader teams, and then they go, "Well, what else can I do?" And then they end up being on literature evaluation.
And
Jessica got on that way too.
the higher power has us.
I guess.
can we do differently, more things? Absolutely. We can harness those skills.
One of my favorite things is to talk to people who are on that list and say, what do you want to do? What would you feel comfortable with reading, what they were interested in, and try to figure out, when I talked to Bethy about Loving Parent Guidebook. Well, she hadn't worked on the Loving Parent Guidebook, so she wasn't necessarily a candidate for our team. But I said, you would be so good on editorial. Oh my gosh. And it makes me so happy when somebody can find something that they, and I'm hoping that she loves it because, yeah.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for that. Raymond, are you finished? Yeah, Raymond's Saturday's done. Raymond, you've been doing beautiful. We'll catch up on all of this. Anything else from anybody else? And want to ask Kathy a question before and Bethy before they leave.
And Jill, if you'd like, I'll ask the question. We're trying to figure out when to schedule the next editing subcommittee. And Patricia, the suggestion was maybe we don't call it editorial, although that's what we called it. It's being suggested, well, maybe we call it the editing subcommittee, but whatever name works. I know Victoria really wants to do this, and Tuesday evenings around 7:30 Eastern worked really well because she works during the day, and she has commitments on Saturday, but she could do something late Saturday afternoon. Is it possible to do it on a Tuesday evening, or no, you're totally out and you're totally out for Saturday? Because that's part of the problem, is getting everybody together in a time that works. So no for Bethy on the Tuesday, but Saturday maybe, right? Okay. And Kathy, what about you? Saturday better or Tuesday evening better?
A Tuesday evening, I would have to move something around, but I could. So okay. Either Tuesday or Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. My husband is a private pilot, and we sometimes fly on Saturday. So there might be times where I can't join, but I'll be thinking about y'all.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know. We'll be thinking of you too. And maybe what we do is have two Tuesday evening and Saturday just to see. Jill, are you interested in this or not?
I don't think I'm so much an editing person. So I don't think that matters.
Okay. And your passion again, Jill, was?
I'm flexible. I have several. I am very interested in having literature reflect a broader experience of people. I'm very interested in the translation aspect and getting literature available to more people. I'm interested in the content. And I have I'm the secretary for one of the ACA writing groups. So, you know, I feel like I'm connected to the content that way. So I'm open. Comline is of interest, you know.
Okay. And if we've got your email, because I can send you an email and I can give you, this is when translations and publishing meet. This is where literature and development, literature and evaluation meet. And then you can go and visit and decide where.
Yeah, I forgot. I had also helped on a language group. I can't remember what we were called. It was a small subcommittee with Marcin and Alexandra, where we had talked a lot about more inclusive language. So you could see I'm interested in that.
Well, I think we need to wrap up, but Tamara, back to you.
I was just going to say that we just had that question the other day, so maybe we can reach out to Jill and ask what the procedures were for that, because people want to know. It's very great. And I put into AI the editorial team. It came up with content care team or content support team, which I think is lovely. Content care team. Care for the content. That's great.
CCT.
CCT. Exactly.
Or split down.
Chris, we can't hear you super well.
Oh, I'm just, there are a lot of things that we definitely need. Like I need just basic documents for LinkedIn, like organizing a process for sure. So that's important. Thank you, folks.
For sure. Thank you so much. Do we want to finish with an ACA Serenity Prayer? This has been wonderful. We are meeting on a quarterly basis, having this literature translations and publishing open meeting. And I believe, did Alaska tell us it was going to be July 18th, but you'll see it. You'll see a notice, but the next big open meeting will be in July. We're wanting to make sure that we've got some consistency. And I'm just looking. Yeah, July 18th, the third Saturday at the same time is what she was looking at. So there you go, Patricia. That might be new news for you. And Chris, I don't think you were there when we were looking at this.
No, so, I was overwhelmed yesterday.
No worries. We all support one another. Who would like to lead us out with an ACA Serenity Prayer? And we'll stop the recording. Oh, I should stop the recording right now. Thanks. And thank you, everyone, for coming.